the first exercise combined with precious human life and with the defects of samsara is going to be the hell realm. What are the causes for ending up in the hell realm? Is our anger, our hatred, our revenge. And in the hell realm, there is immense, incredible suffering. There's 8 hot hells, there's 8 cold hells, there's the neighboring hells, and there's the ephemeral hells. And in the 8 hot hells, they experience terrible, incredible torment. In the hot hells, it is said that it is so hot, it's hotter than all the fires of the earth put together. Any rock that came next to this heat would turn into molten lava. It would be so hot. And there they experience to millions of years of torment from the heat, from being ripped apart, from having molten lava or molten iron poured down their throat. And when they die, they revived again. And so the torment goes on. And so just imagine their intense suffering. I mean, we even just get pricked in the leg by a needle and we have great suffering. And they are enduring this great, great heat and great, great torment and being ripped apart and being revived again. It must be incredible, incredible suffering. Just try and imagine the incredible suffering that they experience. And then there's also the 8 cold hells where everything is incredibly freezing. When we feel cold, how miserable do we feel? And then imagine feeling incredibly, freezingly cold, always uncomfortable, so uncomfortable that cracks appear in our flesh, and there are these worms, as cold as we are, that eat into our flesh. And so they're incredible. Also, many, many, many years of great, great suffering of this cold and this torment and having their flesh eaten by insects and worms. For this exercise, really try to bring to mind, imagine, visualize their incredible suffering in the hot hells, in the cold hells. So much suffering, that physical suffering, that they never think about practicing the Dharma, because all they are thinking about and experiencing is this intense pain and suffering. And after visualizing and contemplating this, then really bring to mind 3 important aspects. One is to think, I really don't want to end up experiencing this kind of pain and suffering, and so I will do my utmost not to create the causes, not enter into actions of body, speech, and mind that will bring about this kind of suffering. The second is then also to bring about great kindness and great compassion towards these beings, just imagining their intense, immense, severe suffering, and really wishing for them to be free from the suffering. And the third is then also to appreciate, wow, compared to this suffering, to have human life is really rare, is really precious. One, of course, to be able to practice the Dharma and to plant the seeds for positive causes in the future, and for planting the causes for attaining enlightenment. And really bring about great appreciation that we are so fortunate now to have the merits to have this human life, and let me use it meaningfully.